Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're diving into the pages of Me and My Big Mouth by Joyce Meyer. Me and My Big Mouth is a self-help book written by Joyce Meyer, a renowned Christian author, speaker, and minister. Published in 1997, this book focuses on the power of our words and the impact they can have on our lives. Joyce Meyer draws from her own personal experiences and biblical teachings to guide readers toward a more positive and fulfilling life by learning to control their speech. The book begins by emphasizing the significance of the words we speak, highlighting how they can shape our thoughts, actions, and ultimately, our destinies. Meyer makes it clear that the tongue is a powerful tool, capable of both blessing and cursing. She argues that by taking control of our words, we can change the course of our lives for the better. Throughout Me and My Big Mouth, Joyce Meyer provides practical advice on how to speak with purpose and intention. She encourages readers to be mindful of their words, as they can either build up or tear down relationships, influence decisions, and impact one's overall well-being. The book is filled with real-life examples and relatable anecdotes that illustrate the consequences of negative speech and the benefits of positive communication. One of the key teachings in the book is the concept of positive confession. Meyer encourages readers to speak affirmations and declarations of faith, aligning their words with their desires and goals. By doing so, she believes that individuals can overcome challenges, break free from destructive habits, and experience a more abundant life. Throughout the book, Joyce Meyer also discusses the importance of forgiveness, both towards others and oneself. She explains how holding onto grudges and negative emotions can hinder personal growth and emphasizes the freedom that comes from forgiving and letting go. In Me and My Big Mouth, Joyce Meyer's writing style is accessible and down-to-earth, making complex spiritual concepts easy to understand and apply to everyday life. Her teachings are firmly rooted in Christian faith and principles, making the book particularly relevant to those who seek a Christian perspective on personal development and communication. Overall, Me and My Big Mouth by Joyce Meyer serves as a practical guide for readers looking to harness the power of their words to transform their lives and relationships positively. It underscores the importance of self-awareness and intentionality in speech and encourages readers to embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual development. Now, let's take a closer look at the chapters and the practical applications Joyce Meyer offers in this transformative book. Chapter 1 of Me and My Big Mouth by Joyce Meyer is titled Learning to Speak God's Language. In this chapter, Joyce Meyer introduces the concept that our words have immense power and influence over our lives. She emphasizes the idea that by learning to speak in alignment with God's principles, we can experience positive changes and blessings. Meyer begins by highlighting the profound impact of our words on our thoughts, actions, and the world around us. She stresses that our words can either build up or tear down, bless or curse, and that they are a reflection of what is in our hearts. The chapter encourages readers to learn and speak in accordance with God's language. This involves using words that are positive, affirming, and in alignment with biblical principles. Meyer argues that by doing so, we can invite God's blessings into our lives. Throughout the chapter, Meyer references various Bible verses and stories that illustrate the importance of words in the Christian faith. She shows how God's word sets an example for the kind of language and speech that should be part of a believer's life. Meyer encourages readers to reflect on their own speech patterns and the impact their words have on themselves and others. She suggests that this self-awareness is the first step towards positive change. Chapter 2: The Effect of Words in the Natural Realm. The author explores the tangible consequences of the words we speak in our everyday lives. This chapter delves into how our words impact not only our own well-being but also the world around us. Joyce Meyer likens our words to seeds that we sow in the soil of our lives. Just as seeds produce fruit, our words have the power to produce outcomes in our natural circumstances. Positive and negative words, she argues, can yield corresponding results. The chapter introduces the concept of positive confession, which involves speaking positive and faith-filled words into our situations. Maya emphasizes that by declaring God's promises and speaking positively, we can see positive changes in our circumstances. Maya warns against making negative declarations, as they can reinforce problems and challenges in our lives. She advises readers to refrain from speaking defeat or negativity over themselves or others. The chapter also discusses how the words we speak can influence our emotions and attitudes. Negative words can lead to feelings of discouragement and hopelessness, while positive words can inspire hope and optimism. Maya also touches on how our words can affect our relationships. Negative and hurtful words can damage trust and intimacy, while kind and loving words can strengthen connections with others. Throughout the chapter, Joyce Meyer references biblical passages that illustrate the power of words, such as Proverbs 18 verse 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue," and Matthew 12 verse 37, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned." Chapter 3, Calling Those Things That Are Not As Though They Are. Here, Joyce Meyer explores the idea of calling those things that are not as though they are. She emphasizes the power of speaking faith-filled words, even when circumstances seem contrary. Maya explains that by aligning our words with God's promises and speaking as if our desired outcomes have already been realized, we can activate God's transformative power in our lives. This chapter encourages readers to develop a positive and faith-filled mindset by speaking in line with their God-given potential. Chapter 4, Prophesy Your Future. This chapter focuses on the concept of prophesying your future. Joyce Meyer teaches that our words can shape our destiny, and by speaking positive declarations about our future, we can create a more hopeful and purposeful life. Meyer encourages readers to reject negative self-talk and instead prophesy their success, health, and happiness in line with God's will. This chapter reinforces the idea that our words have the power to shape our future and encourages readers to use their speech as a tool for positive change. Chapter 5, Becoming God's Mouthpiece. Here, Joyce Meyer discusses the responsibility of becoming God's mouthpiece. She highlights that as believers, we should use our words to declare God's truth, share His love, and speak life into the lives of others. Maya stresses the importance of aligning our speech with God's word and being a positive influence on those around us. This chapter encourages readers to be intentional about their speech and to use their words to bring light, encouragement, and hope to the world. Chapter 6, Complain and Remain, Praise and Raise. Here, Joyce Meyer explores the impact of complaining versus praising. She teaches that complaining and negative speech can keep us stuck in our problems and circumstances, while praising and giving thanks can elevate us to a better place. Maya emphasizes the importance of cultivating an attitude of gratitude and using our words to praise God and express appreciation even in challenging situations. This chapter encourages readers to shift from a complaining mindset to a praising mindset for positive change. Chapter 7, Cross Over to the Other Side. This chapter focuses on overcoming obstacles and limitations through faith-filled speech. Joyce Meyer draws inspiration from the biblical story of the Israelites crossing the Red Sea. She explains that just as God parted the Red Sea for them, we can overcome our own Red Seas by speaking in faith and trusting in God's provision. This chapter encourages readers to confront their fears and obstacles with bold declarations of faith. Chapter 8, Is Your Mouth Saved? In Chapter 8, Joyce Meyer delves into the concept of salvation and how it extends to our speech. She emphasizes that while many people may consider themselves spiritually saved, their mouths may still be filled with negativity, gossip, and criticism. Meyer challenges readers to examine their speech patterns and align their words with their faith. This chapter encourages readers to let go of destructive speech habits and allow their words to reflect their salvation. Chapter 9, Fasting Includes Your Mouth. Chapter 9 discusses the spiritual practice of fasting and how it relates to controlling our speech. Joyce Meyer explains that fasting isn't only about abstaining from food but also about restraining our tongues from negative or harmful speech during the fasting period. She explores the idea that fasting can be a powerful tool for self-control and spiritual growth, helping readers become more aware of the words they speak. Chapter 10, The Slanderous Mouth. In Chapter 10, Joyce Meyer addresses the harmful impact of slanderous speech. She highlights how gossip, criticism, and slander can damage relationships, sow discord, and hinder personal growth. Meyer encourages readers to refrain from participating in slanderous talk and instead use their words to build up and encourage others. This chapter emphasizes the importance of maintaining integrity in speech and fostering healthy relationships. Chapter 11, Angry and Impatient Words Lead to Trouble. In Chapter 11, Joyce Meyer focuses on the damaging effects of angry and impatient words. She discusses how giving into anger and impatience can lead to conflict, hurt feelings, and damaged relationships. Meyer encourages readers to exercise self-control and choose their words carefully, especially when emotions are running high. This chapter emphasizes the importance of managing anger and impatience to maintain healthy communication. Chapter 12, Speak No Evil. Chapter 12 revisits the concept of speaking no evil, echoing the idea that our words should be used to uplift and encourage rather than harm others. Joyce Meyer highlights the harm caused by gossip, slander, and negative speech. She encourages readers to take responsibility for their words and to choose kindness, love, and positivity in their communication with others. This chapter reinforces the importance of using words to build and not to tear down. Chapter 13, A Soothing Tongue, Conclusion. In the final chapter of the book, Joyce Meyer offers a summary and conclusion to the principles discussed throughout the book. She emphasizes the importance of having a soothing tongue that brings peace and healing to others. Meyer underscores that we have the power to choose our words and that they can either be a source of strife or a source of comfort. She encourages readers to make a conscious effort to speak words of kindness, love, and encouragement to those around them. Throughout these chapters and in the conclusion of Me and My Big Mouth, Joyce Meyer continues to stress the significance of our words and their impact on our lives and the lives of others. The book concludes with a call to action for readers to use their words for good, to be mindful of the power of their speech, and to strive for a more positive and uplifting way of communicating with the world. In Me and My Big Mouth by Joyce Meyer, the author suggests several practical applications and actionable steps to control one's speech and use it positively. These include mindfulness. Meyer encourages readers to be mindful of their words. Before speaking, one should consider the potential impact of their words on others. Positive affirmations. The author suggests using positive affirmations to shape one's reality. By speaking positively about oneself and one's circumstances, one can influence their mindset and outcomes. Prayer. Meyer encourages readers to pray for guidance and control over their speech. Prayer can help one become more conscious of their words and their power. Self-control. The author emphasizes the importance of self-control. One should strive to control their tongue and avoid speaking in anger or frustration. Study scriptures. Meyer suggests studying scriptures that speak about the power of words. This can help one understand the spiritual significance of their speech. Practice. Like any other skill, controlling one's speech requires practice. The author encourages readers to practice speaking positively and mindfully every day. Accountability. Having a trusted friend or mentor to hold one accountable can also be helpful. They can provide feedback and encouragement, helping one improve their speech. Forgiveness. Meyer also talks about the importance of forgiveness. If one has hurt others with their words, they should seek forgiveness and strive to make amends. Before we wrap up on this, let's take a moment to reflect on some key takeaways from Me and My Big Mouth by Joyce Meyer. Words are wonderful when used in a correct way. They can encourage, edify, and give confidence to the hearer. A right word spoken at the right time can actually be life-changing. We can literally increase our own joy by speaking right words. We should speak when we have something to say, not because we have to say something. Our words can be used to bless our lives or to curse our lives. We can choose to use our life words to bless our lives and the lives of others, or we can use the power of our words to curse or bring harm to ourselves and others. The mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. We are not just going to automatically start speaking good words. It is a decision that we make. We can improve our relationships, our personal health, our jobs, our finances, and even our futures by learning to say what God says. We can change the course of our life by changing our confession. God has given us the ability to choose the dialogue that comes out of our mouth. We need to do more than read the Bible. We need to speak the word. Speak it out loud, speak it until our faith grows, until we are fully convinced, and continue to speak it even after that. And there you have it, The Transformative Wisdom of Me and My Big Mouth, by Joyce Meyer. Remember, your words have incredible power, so use them wisely to shape your life and the world around you. If you've been inspired by the insights we've shared from Me and My Big Mouth, by Joyce Meyer, I highly encourage you to get a copy of the book.